Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen. Only you, Jesus, only Jesus. Amen. We just thank God. Welcome to Youth of Harvest. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. This is our segment of God's Got This, God's Got Us. And God's got us in his instruction from his holy word. And he's placing godly people, amen, Christian people who know the word and know to go to the word, where you get instruction, where you get wisdom and understanding. And that's what makes a good life. That's what makes a successful life. And so God wants to encourage you in that today. And here we are, being his spokesperson. Again, this is Pastor Katisa. And let us go to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory and honor. Thank you for our children and youth. Thank you for encouraging them in your instruction from your word and from those you place, that you place in their lives, to encourage them to give them a good, word of comfort in the time that they may need it, God. And you are awesome in that way. You are so favorable. And so we bless your holy name for each one of them today, and shining your light on them. To you be the glory, God, and to you be the praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, so from the word of God, amen, the book of wisdom is Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, and you want to find out what God says about, about following life, different situations in life. The book of Proverbs is probably you just about any situation that you may encounter, that you may face. And it is a book of instruction. It is a good book of instruction. This is what God says about instruction. First of all, I want to encourage you in that. Proverbs 1, in a couple of verses, 2 and 3, says, "For gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair." And God's word will teach you that. And specifically, God says in Proverbs 1 and 7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." You don't want to be on the latter end of that. You want to be on the front end where you fear the Lord, and that's where you begin to gain knowledge. That's where you begin to gain wisdom for your life and success. And you gain an instruction that you need. You don't want to despise that. You don't want to show contempt for anything that someone that has knowledge of things, who is older than you, that has experience, and that they'll be able to share with you, amen, some things about life, some things about top priority is about God and about serving God and having your heart turn toward him. You can receive nothing but success and blessing when you follow, God. And he will make sure that we get on the pathway to instruction, the pathway to where we need to be. And so it says this in Proverbs. In Proverbs, it's filled with it. There are so many words about gaining instruction, so many scriptures about gaining in instructions. And the word instruction, you can find maybe about 23 or so more times just about the word instruction. And in Proverbs 4:1 says, "Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding." See, right now, young people, you may, "I don't want to listen to mom. I don't want to listen to dad." But listen. Listen to them. Because you may, if you pay attention, you'll gain some understanding. You'll gain some, some wisdom about their experience. You don't have to repeat some of the things that they've been through or some of the things that they've already experienced and had negative consequences. You don't have to repeat their footsteps. And but if Proverbs 4:13 says, "Hold on instruction, do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life." It is your life. Instruction is your life. Did you hear that? It's your very life. And that is pretty, exciting. It's extreme. If you guard it, it is like to your life. And so that's pretty extreme. God is saying instruction has that type of priority, has that type of, has that type of importance into your life and my life. We got to keep instruction. We got to hold on to instruction. Proverbs 15:33 says, wisdom's instruction is to fear the Lord, and humility comes before honor. You don't want to be prideful. This is the one thing that I know that marked my youth, that marked me. I didn't want to listen to adults. I didn't want to follow instruction. I wanted to go my own way. Had I listened on certain points, I could have been on a different pathway very early. And so that's what God is trying to say today is an encouragement for you and to you that when you have instruction, you have fear of the Lord, you have humility, and that's when you receive honor. That's when you receive good success. And it says, Proverbs 16:20, whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. So prosper means that you break forth, you do good, you follow you follow the success, you follow the way that people have told you, and it's come out right for you. It's come out on the right end. And I've seen young people follow instruction of their parents or another trusting adult with some good instruction, biblical instruction, and I've seen them prosper. I've seen them meet a goal. I've seen them be blessed. Everyone wants to be blessed. And blessed means to be happy. And to have a smile on your face. And to do that, you gotta have to submit to some instruction. And the opposite of that will cause a negative consequence for you. So my encouragement on today is not too long, but just right for you, just right for me, is that we get instruction and we keep it, we guard it. And because if you stop listening to it, you'll stray from words of knowledge, you'll stray from what is right, you'll be on the wrong path. But if you keep on that path to instruction, to listening, to the very experienced adult and who knows God and who knows the wrong pathway, then you're going to be on the right word. You'll be on the right word. You'll also be on the right road. To what God has for you, the plans he has for you, to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future. And so, praise God. And this is the last scripture, Proverbs 23:23 says, buy the truth and do not sell it, wisdom, instruction, and insight as well. Buy them. Do not sell it. Get your Bible. Have your Bible with you. Don't sell it. Don't let it go. But keep on pressing into God. Be blessed. Have a wonderful rest of your Saturday. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. Amen.